Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So unbeknownst to both of us, Kelly and I are both doing the same thing at night.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we are.
Watching wrestling?
Negative. I'm sorry. No.
It's a real nice way to promote a show.
That's like for me. Oh, come on. Nothing to do with it. I'm just not watching it on TV at the same time. Y'all are stupid.
Why are you so red? All right. So anyway, what we're doing is we're both spending time on our back porch separately.
So she has not on the same porch.
Not on the same porch.
Okay.
But we are in charge of the music on our said porches.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right? Because it's like, oh, you're a DJ. You work at the radio station. You play us some music. So David, I wanted you to pretend like you're impartial. Even though you're supposed to pick me at the end of this.
Right.
And what I'd like for you to do is tell me who would be a more fun person to hang out with on the porch.
Based on the music selections?
Based on our music selections, yes. Would you rather hang out with me or would you rather hang out with Kelly?
So strictly on music.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can't take my award-winning personality.
Yeah.
You can't take that into anything.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll give Kelly song number one. She has it ready for us. This is her song number one.
There's a place that I know, they all know me. I gotta get back.
It's a good one. Kind of leaning that way already.
All right, so that's something Kelly plays. Yeah. And I'll tell you the truth. We've played that one on my porch party as well.
Okay.
But like at my party, then I go old school. I'm in the pool.
That's a good one.
Who wins this round, David?
I think I have to go old school. I'm going to go with Brandon on that one.
Yes!
I mean, I'd pick Brandon over that one.
You would?
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, what's your second song, Kelly?
Second one is, you're going to probably laugh at me, but it's Charlie Puth, and it's Done For Me. I love this song.
I'm not sure if I know this one.
I lie for you, baby. Die for you, baby. Cry for you, baby. But tell me what you've done for me.
She's dancing.
It's
pretty
cool. A nice little feel to it. Yeah.
All right. All right, David. So Charlie Puth versus Travis Tritt.
Oh, come on. This is a good one, too.
Imagine you're by the pool. Is this a good pool song?
It's kind of depressing. It's kind of a depressing vibe.
You
want to
jump in the pool. Charlie Puth is a little bit more up, so I'm going to pick Charlie. I'm going to go with Kelly on that one, so we're tied 1-1.
All right, Kelly, go.
Let's see. How about the new Dan and Shay song, Alone Together?
All right.
We should be alone together.
All right, so we have that one. That's the battle. And my song would be this one.
You're pulling out the really good ones.
Who would you pick?
Okay, can I clarify something real quick?
What?
He is not like us when it comes to this man, Brandon.
No, it's not that. I like the music. But in the context of being on the porch at a pool party and y'all are talking about loving and kissing and going into the corner.
We love people, David. We have relationships.
Can I pick none? Can I go with zero on that one?
So we're still tied. Kelly, give me another one.
Okay, how about Dierks Bentley new one, Burning Man?
That's a good one.
A little bit holy water, but still a little bit Burning Man.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
All right. So my deal, I think you know this, I've been hooked on Kacey Musgraves.
She's a real thing, so what a world. Don't want to leave. All kinds of magic all around.
I already know what he's going to pick.
You can pick whichever one you think is the right one to pick, as long as it's mine.
Brandon, is there beer at your place?
Plenty.
Okay, Brandon wins.
No.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you, David.
I
Thank
have
you, David.
Too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I. Yes, I do.
No, you're out.
We're beer bros, oh. though.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
Do you have anything else?
I do have the Panic at the Disco song that I love right now.
Cold open.
The heck is this?
Oh, can you imagine her with this one playing outside? Because she dances. She's a dancer.
I'd have to go inside on this one.
You don't think so?
No, it's
I like
really
the song,
good.
In packs that I can't carry anymore.
Waiting for somebody else to carry me. I mean, when you're jumping into a pool and stuff.
You don't have a pool, though. You're just
we have a baby pool. We have a hot tub.
A baby pool.
She's inviting me to swim in her hot tub with her. All right, that's hers, right?
Although it gets really good right here.
Oh,
it's Saturday
night. Uh-oh.
Anyway. Okay, so this compared to...
this one. So come on in, take a little bit of my heart tonight. All right, I win.
You know, okay. I'm going to have to go with Kelly on that one. Because I've taken all of the songs into context about what you're playing.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
What do you mean, is everything okay?
This is depressing. It's summer, you have a pool, it's sunny, and I feel like I want to cry.
Leave me alone.
What's going on?
Ah, great.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know there are moments in life where you feel like you're finally an adult?
No, I've never had those moments.
I don't know that I have either. Look what we do for a living.
Yeah. Well, it's like getting your tags renewed or paying taxes. It makes you feel like an adult, right?
Oh, it makes me mad.
Having to get my license renewed. I have to do that now.
At the whopping age of 25 years old, I finally paid a credit card. Never had one in my life, and I finally paid it.
You need to run from them.
Oh, I know. And people will tell you, David is very big into the Dave Ramsey deal.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, sort of, yeah.
So you got a credit card?
I got a credit card, and
is that when you bought that really high-priced Lenovo?
The really good computer that I have right here, yes.
And the expensive Lenovo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it.
That's what Cooley calls it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, you went off and you got your credit card, and now you've paid the bill.
Yeah, I paid the bill last night, and I felt like such a man.
Minimum payment?
Nope, paid it all off.
Oh, wow.
But you just bought the computer. Yeah, right, I've never done that before.
Nope, just paid it all off at once.
Were you trying to establish your credit?
I guess kind of, maybe. I don't really know. It was something like that, but I felt like an adult, dude.
I don't know that you really established it when you paid it off like a week later. Because I think it has to cycle through. Like, doesn't it have to go 30 days and it shows that you have a recurring balance and then you pay it off to help your credit?
I don't know. I just paid it off.
It would be like me buying something on a credit card and then going home and paying it off that day. I don't think that helps your credit.
Right. I see what you mean.
I think it has to be a recurring balance.
There's so many weird rules with that, though. And I just wanted to get it out of the way. I didn't care.
So why did you buy it with credit in the first place?
I don't know. I just wanted to buy it with a credit card.
He wanted to feel cool with his credit card.
I got a credit card.
Yeah, go ahead and swipe that. Swipe that Lenovo right there.
Yeah. Love my Lenovo.
Y'all are dumb. No, but I made my first payment and I felt like an adult for the first time in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the first thing you've ever done that made you feel like an adult.
Kinda, yeah. I think so.
Do you remember your first credit card?
I got it in college. It was one of those promotional deals that my dad would warn me about, not to do, and I did it. And it was really easy to, I think it was like a $500 credit limit at the very first.
Now I can't even get approved for those.
Right.
I wish I could get a $500 credit
card.
Now
you really feel like an adult.
Yeah, right. I remember I went in and I bought something specifically to build my credit because I'd gone somewhere and they're like, you don't have any credit. You don't have bad credit. You have no credit. Well, what do I do to build credit? Well, you have to buy something. So I went to a jewelry store and I bought some gold.
A gold chain?
I bought a gold bracelet. And it was like a rope-looking bracelet that on the top of it had like a panel.
Like an ID bracelet? Did you have like your name on there?
It might have had my name on it.
Oh my gosh.
Brandon.
No, it didn't.
Bought that? That's what you chose to buy?
Your first ever purchase on
it
a credit
gold.
Card?
It was gold. This is in the 90s, y'all. And I was on TV, so I thought it was cool.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a ring, and it was like a little gold ring, and it had a B on the front of it. But it wasn't like a big, like, Super Bowl, honking looking ring.
Me and David are both looking down like, oh.
It was like a gold ring with the flat thing at the top and a black B. Like, they put it in, like, they engraved it.
That was
your
first purchase.
Did you ever punch someone and, like, leave a
A B. Oh, I could have been, if you were like a mobster or something, that could have been your thing.
A mobster.
David, yeah. Do I look like a mobster?
Definitely not.
Maybe.
I'm the least mobster guy ever.
Well, I mean, you do shit.
I don't know. You sure know a lot about me, David.
I can see it from here. I can just look and see. You shave your arms.
I can't see from here.
No, he's checking me out. Mm,
he is.
What? No, I'm not checking you out. I just see your arms. It's like see you see mine. Here. Look, I have plenty of arm hair.
I can
look.
Actually see his from here.
You can see his armpit hair, too, coming out of his shirt.
Yeah, you want to see it right here?
Ridiculous.
There it is.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Scott Disick and Sophia Richie. Now, to catch you up, Sophia Richie is Lionel Richie's daughter. She's 19.
Right.
And Scott Disick is the ex of Kourtney Kardashian. They have three kids together.
And he's not 19.
Right. He's 35.
Right.
So they've been dating off and on. Yesterday, we reported that they broke up. Well, today, there's reports that they are back together. So just a couple of days after he was spotted getting cozy with another woman, they're back together.
Wow.
So all is well in that land, I guess, if you're a fan.
I wonder what Lionel's thinking, because we heard he was mad that dude was cheap.
I think he's basically, reports are saying that he's like wanting to take her out of his will. To kind of show her, you know, hey, get out of this relationship.
If that was the case, I'd be doing whatever daddy says.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Well, we got you gossip on Ariana Grande, who has completely changed up her new look for Vogue magazine. You know, we've seen her for years now with the dark hair and the sky-high ponytail, right? Long hair. Well, she's changed that up a little bit. She's gone blonde with no ponytail and even freckles. It's thrown me off my game, but she looks beautiful.
She does.
And you can check out the entire picture if you'd like on our BBITM blog at KFIN.com.
And got your gossip on Reese Witherspoon if you're a fan of the movie Legally Blonde. That came out 17 years ago. Here's good news if you're a fan. They're looking at making Legally Blonde 3.
Hey.
So the movie studio's like, hey, we should go back and revisit this and see what's happening in the life of Elle Woods now. So get ready for it. Legally Blonde 3 with Reese Witherspoon. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have fourth row tickets to go see WWE Live Monday night, First National Bank Arena. The superstars from SmackDown Live in Jonesboro. You guys ready to go to the phones?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
870-935-K-Fine. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lake City.
Hey, Scott, how big of a fan of WWE are you?
I am a pretty big fan. Just getting back into it, honestly. I was a huge fan back in the early 2000s, but started watching again recently.
Well, sweet. They're going to be live at First National Bank Arena, the former Convo, coming up on Monday night. Scott, can you tell us who the WWE superstar of the day is?
That's Jeff Hardy.
Hey, congratulations! Scott, we are hooking you up with fourth row floor seats to go see WWE Live Monday night at First National Bank Arena.
Oh, man, that's great.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it very much.